Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today on this cool, cloudy Monday? I am Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show, and we like to call the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Some call it ESPN Southwest Florida. We are good to go. Big, big football weekend. A lot of scares on Saturday night. A lot of interesting Sunday games we shall discuss at length. Don't forget, you can follow us via our website, ESPNSWFL.com, or even easier, through our app, ESPN Southwest Florida. Follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. Follow me at Craig ESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd on Twitter at PShep326. Chris Beasley is at Chris in SWFL. Phone number in Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. And this will be the last time you hear from Chris for about the next month, as World Cup soccer is just getting underway from Qatar.
USA.
That's right.
Plus 135 to win.
Got some action on that already? Yes, yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah. The bribe of the Ecuador game didn't really work out.
Did not work out.
Here's my least amount of shekels ever, 71 cents.
Oh.
Because I didn't.
I don't know.
I didn't care.
Wow.
Nor did I watch, by the way. But what was it, 2-0 Ecuador won?
2-0, yeah. Could have been a lot more.
2-0.
Could have been a lot more.
Is this right? I just looked up the current temperature in Qatar. At this time, 59?
Well, it's 10 o'clock at night there.
In the desert?
Yeah.
Cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All I heard, deserts do cool off significantly at nighttime.
They tend to?
Yeah. So how's everybody doing? Pete Shepherd?
Good.
Good week. By the way, thank you to everybody that participated in our hurricane relief golf outing Friday out at Stony Brook Golf Club, and also Duffy's did our show out there. That was a fun night. Enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, everybody had a great time. Yeah, they really did. Hung around for a little while.
I say
after.
Night. It got dark in the last hour of the show.
I'll tell you, it didn't get as cool as I thought it was going to. Around 4:30, 5 o'clock, there wasn't really a lot of wind. So it was actually quite comfortable.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad at all. But everybody had a blast. Yeah, thanks to Jeff Nixon, everybody at Duffy's, and Stony Brook, the whole staff. And it was awesome. All the players and all their charitable efforts, and
we don't have the final exact number yet, but we'll be donating right around $15,000.
Mm. Nice. That's a solid effort.
That's great.
I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah. Lots of money being donated.
Very good. Thank you, everybody.
Very cool for everybody stepping up.
Captain Deb came by as well.
Yeah, she's fun. And Captain Greg.
Yep.
With Jeff Nixon. We had all of our weekend people there.
And a lot of our listeners, a lot of our texters were there, and they had never met Captain Deb before, even though they texted to her show all the time, so she got to meet everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. Out of all the things that happened this weekend, and we will need probably all four hours to discuss, probably, I thought, the best prediction of the weekend belongs to Pete Shepherd. You were adamant. The sucky Jets, no way they'd even score 10 against the Patriots.
That's not even I don't think they're sucky. I really don't think they're sucky. I don't know that you predicted
that the Patriots would barely score 10, but it was 3-3 for the majority of the game.
Especially because Mac Jones had a good game. I mean, statistically, he didn't have any touchdowns or interceptions. I mean, he didn't throw many incompletions. And they missed two field goals, which is unlike folk. He had hit 17 in a row. Probably two pick sixes that could have happened. McCourty had one. My God, he's going to be having nightmares about that. But I'll tell you, I mean, overall, I'll take it. They're a feisty team. They didn't do well on third downs again, which is a little disturbing. Again, some of the play calling that they've had this year on third downs.
What were you doing during the punt return? I pictured you standing up, both fists in the air, both feet in the air, just jumping up and down, almost injuring yourself. That's what I pictured.
I was sitting next to my buddy Dave's house. It was him, Brian, and myself. And I said, okay, let's see if we can maybe get to the 40 and try a long field goal. You know, And then it kept going and going and going.
Yep. And well, you did get away with a block in the back. It should have been a field goal, not a touchdown.
No, it was not a block in the
absolutely
back.
Absolutely
was. It was 100% a block.
200%, Chris.
I've already seen it a million times.
It didn't matter because they still would have won the game.
They would have got a field goal. Would have won 6-3.
It didn't matter. It was what, on the 5-yard line where that happened?
He was hitting the shoulder. Yeah, it was on the 5-yard line.
The back of the shoulder.
It was a block in the back, but it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, Folk would have probably made that kick anyway.
Yeah.
But
a lot of bad officiating all throughout the day.
There was no bad. Well, that game had there wasn't any bad officiating there.
Well, that was a bad call on the
I disagree with you. It wasn't.
Can disagree, but you'd be wrong because he hit him on the back, not the front.
All the analysts from the game to this morning all said the same thing. It was a clean hit.
The entire desk at Sunday Night Football said no, but the NFL said it was Bill Burr.
I didn't see the Sunday Night Football.
The analyst on the game, I thought, was saying they probably missed that block in the back right there.
Yeah,
I know, because that's right about the time I woke up from my nap.
Because
I saw the score and I go, oh, good, I haven't been asleep that long. Obviously, it's only 10-3.
Yeah, did you think you woke up in the first quarter?
Then I said, hold on, wait, what? This is the final?
The game, so we'll agree to disagree. But whatever, regardless, the Jets had 2 yards net the second half, two. You could have a peewee team of 7-year-olds out there that get 2 yards.
It's not Zach Wilson's fault, he said.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. One thing that this game did generate is for me, for once in about 3 years, agreeing with Mike Tannenbaum. You said it about an hour ago. If you, Salah, you have got to make him QB3 instead. You cannot start him this week. You'll lose your locker room. They hate him already. Spoiled brat from BYU.
I mean, bring in Joe Flacco at this point?
Flacco or White, whatever it takes. But that guy, Zach Wilson, should not be starting. He should be holding a clipboard this week.
He was asked if he thought he let the defense down. One word. Bill Belichick answer. No. Oh, we're almost late. Hold on. Let me do this.
Yeah, that was the centerpiece of Sound Street today, that sound clip right there.
Well, we're going to go. It's not a continuous loop. We're going to do it again.
It's not a continuous loop.
We have plenty of time to talk about the 3-game winning streak in Motown. Very excited about that.
I thought you were going to give me credit on that one.
Of what?
The Lions. Streak? I was big on the Lions last
week. Yes, you were. All right, let's do it. Lots to talk about. It is 7 minutes and 32 seconds past the hour. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Giants rookie wide receiver Wandale Robinson going to miss the rest of the season. He tore his ACL in yesterday's loss to the Lions. The Broncos backfield looking pretty thin right now. They waived running back Melvin Gordon. And it came out today, Chase Edmonds going to miss a few weeks with an ankle sprain. World Cup results today, England thrash Iran 6-2. Netherlands used 2 second-half goals to beat Senegal 2-0. Right now, USA taking on Wales 0-0 in the 7th minute.
All right, is this going to be 0-0 all day, or is this expected?
It'll be 0-0 until it's not. How about that?
USA to score one. That's it.
Since this is USA, I will be chiming in with my goal calls.
Please.
I saw something on, I think, TikTok, or somebody was taking goal calls, and like the record was 42 seconds. I thought, I could do 42 seconds.
It's
going to
be the guy
from
Univision. I forget his name. He's awesome, though.
Well, no, they're asking people. Like you and me, send in your goal calls, see if you can top the 42 seconds, which I thought was ridiculously short. I could do 42 seconds, I think.
Yeah, I believe you. We don't need to do it on air.
You want me
We don't need to do it on air.
No, but that's a long time. That's like holding a note if you're singing. Yeah, that's 42 seconds is a long time.
I think I've done 42 on the show before. I was red in the face at the end, but I think I've done it. I mean, I could test it.
No.
I set my timer right now.
No. So where you want to start NFL, you want to start college or whatever.
Well, quick recap of the Pigskin picks. Against the spread, me and Pete 4-2-1. We had the push on the Oregon game. Chris and the coin 3-3-1. Pete, you got your best bet.
I got my best
Chris,
bet.
Chris, did you as well?
I lost my underdog. I had Nebraska plus 10. They were ahead the whole game until the last second when they lost to Wisconsin by a point. 15-14.
Yep, my lock was the Panthers plus the 13. That was pretty easy.
Yeah.
And my live dog was the Lions plus 3 nice over job. The Giants.
But the real big story is my dominance over the last 5-6 weeks. Absolute domination.
You've been strong.
Yeah. I mean, after a,
you have a, after you're a in first
horrific,
place.
Horrific
in fact, we should
start.
Make a bigger deal. Pete has overcome, and I think for the first time in 6 years is in first place.
This late in the season? Yeah.
By a game.
But again, we're all within two games going into Pickapalooza.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's a big weekend.
That's phenomenal. Great weekend for me personally. Indiana basketball 2-0. Indiana football took double overtime to beat Michigan State. IU soccer, I think it's the Sweet 16. I think women's basketball won. It was all winning in Bloomington.
Yeah, Mike Pryor's had a tough time. They lost a tough one to Miami. Miami's good. And then they lost a consolation game to St. Louis. Oh, my goodness. So close. Did I hit the goalpost? Or no?
He tried
it. No, it was blocked.
Was it a header?
It was blocked.
Yes.
Yeah, we've almost scored two goals in the last 20 seconds.
Yep.
Almost. Almost scored. That's soccer for you. Yeah, almost score.
Don't do this.
It's almost an own goal.
It's like a shtick thing that you do.
Yeah, see that? It was almost an own goal, Chris.
Just sit it out. Just sit it out, Craig.
For the whole tournament?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please. Sit it out.
I'm not capable. When is it over? November?
December 18th.
Like Christmas?
No, Christmas is December 25th. It's a week prior.
Basically, the rest of the shows we're going to do calendar year, close to it within about a week.
Yeah, almost.
You're telling me I can't be
just
obnoxious?
Just sit it out. It's the world's game.
All right, now that we're caught up on the pill, let's do football. All right, NFL.
Yeah. Well, actually, Ranger Rick said, well, you were at Bill Burr. He said he was at Bill Burr last night. How did you like the show? I thought it was fantastic, yeah. Had two warm-up comedians before him that were pretty good also.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Good
all
time.
Right. They made you put all cell phone, anything you could take a picture with to put it away?
Yep, including if you had an iWatch too, which my buddy Brian got. You could keep the phone with you. I've never been to where this has happened before, that you had to put your phone sealed. Mm-hmm. You couldn't open it. Looked like a big sunglass case, but it was like...
Could you keep the sunglass case?
Yeah, okay. You kept it with you. And then when you left, they demagnetized it or whatever you had to do.
Really?
And I thought it was a little over the top, but anyway.
Okay.
And then, but if you had your iWatch, you had to put it in there as well. Anything that could take pictures. So, I know a couple people now that forgot to take the watch back out.
Uh-oh!
And that's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But anyway.
Yikes.
Thanks to everybody, my buddy Paul over there, and it was great. It was always a good time. We had a good time.
Good. I think other than your Patriots Jets and my Lions win over the Giants. By the way, Big Norm will owe me a sandwich, and I felt bad for Sean. And every time I looked at Brian Daboll, he looked like God. I can't believe I'm losing to this team.
Well, and this is why I'm not going to do sandwich bets with listeners anymore.
Why's that?
Because I would have won about 10 yesterday.
Well, that's why I didn't do it. Good for
you. But I didn't take them on purpose. Mm. So that's why. We can do friendlies. We'll do little friendlies like soccer.
Friendlies.
We'll do sandwich bets in here with you guys, you two.
Yeah.
It's actually
the beef guy.
Looking at the NFC East and the Giants, who were sitting pretty, at least in the playoff picture a few weeks ago.
Their schedule gets pretty tough here.
Yeah.
It turns up, and they've got two games with Washington with Philly in the middle of them.
Well, Dallas next week, right?
Had they beaten the Lions?
No, Dallas has.
No, they have Dallas coming
up.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's Dallas, Washington, Philly, Washington.
Had they beaten the Lions, that would have been their eighth win. You figure you got to get to 10, right, to get the playoffs?
Oh, I think in the NFC, 9 will get
maybe,
you there.
Maybe not. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how important that game against the Lions would have been and how they just blew.
Ref is ridiculous.
Now, it's going to be, talk about overreaction. By the way, the Lions are 9-point underdogs at home against the Bills. I got to tell you.
Take that.
Impressive for the Bills to do what they did yesterday. And did you see any of the pregame shows on Sunday in the morning?
None
whatsoever. My God.
I mean, I saw this.
The only reason I watched a little bit is to see. I mean, the entire Bills organization went around on Saturday to dig out everybody. It was unbelievable. They're in front of Josh Allen's house. You could barely even see it.
Why didn't they leave earlier?
Because I was thinking the same thing. But then when you look at it, it's you can't move all that equipment so fast. You got to be the equipment. You have the trainers. There's a lot that goes there. You can't just say, hey, guys, get on a plane. You got to move all this stuff.
I know, but they knew it was coming all week. Just like they could have prepared like a road game.
Look, I don't know why the hell they're coming back. And then the team had the flu.
They came back.
Then the team had the flu a little bit.
Yep.
Not like the flu like Boston College had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about a blizzard.
I haven't
seen a blowout. Oh, God.
I can't wait to talk to Meter.
He's sick, actually. He's gonna. I just texted him. He's got.
Oh.
He was in South Bend calling that. I don't know if he got sick watching the game.
Oh, really?
Or whatever, but he had 100. He said he had 100. He said he thinks he can join us. I got the flu and 103 temperature right now. Hope I'll be better by then. Flu ran through BC team last week.
That
good
sucks.
Times with a bad emoji face.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
But
a hideous game as they lost 44-0. Notre Dame
just
kicked the crap out of them.
I think the most intriguing NFL game, can somebody explain to me how the Cowboys all of a sudden put it together against the hottest team in the league on the road and won 40-3 in Minnesota?
The 40 surprises me. That they won does not surprise me at all. So I picked them to win. I thought they would win. Well, this is where they were begging you to take Minnesota in this game.
Sure.
I love the Cowboys in this game.
Well, my stat of the day, your neighbors must have been through. My stat of the day that just is just a head scratcher. Usually when you're behind and getting killed, your quarterback's going to put up some yardage. Kirk Cousins threw for 105 yards in a game they lost by 37 points. I've never seen that before.
Well, this is when I only saw about 2.5, and then I left for the concert for Bill Burr. When did Mullins come in? He came in the fourth. I mean, they were getting killed in the fourth quarter.
He was only like 4 or 5, Pat. I mean, it's not like he threw 30 balls.
5 or 7, no, but I'm saying, Cousins was 12 of 23, but they were down, 37-3 at the end of the third quarter. So much so, right? They switched games over to the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game.
Yeah, CBS
They bailed on my Lions game. Never has that ever happened before. The Lions are winning by too much. Let's switch games. Never. And now Jerry Jones is talking Super Bowl. I think you give him this one game and he's all excited.
Well, he doesn't. If they lost 40-3, he'd still say the same thing. It's just like you just take what he says with a grain of salt. If they lost 40-3. He'd say, "Oh yeah, we're still in it. It's a bad game."
Well, but I mean, I'm not going to say that he's wrong about saying Dallas is a Super Bowl contender. He should say that after that performance.
Well,
you took the team with the longest winning streak in the NFL. You went into their place. You smacked them around. You did whatever you wanted to offensively. You held them to be able to do nothing when they had the ball. He should absolutely be pounding his chest after a win like that. That's not Jerry being Jerry. That's any owner would feel that way.
I know, but he pounds it. But you know what I'm talking about,
Where was
Chris.
Jerry after a loss?
About hyperbole. I mean, he does it every game. It doesn't matter. Win or lose. It's
you got Pete Shepard hyperbole.
No, but look, I'm fine ragging on the guy when it's not deserved, when he's just saying words to say words. That was as impressive of a game as any team has played in the NFL this season.
That's what I was going to say, but that's a whole different ball. That's a whole different topic, which I agree. What Jerry Jones says to me is irrelevant. Win, lose, or draw. But yes, absolutely. That was the biggest fact that they crushed them. But that was the most impressive win by any team all year.
No doubt.
There's no question about that. I know Rex Ryan was hopping on that this morning as well, but I couldn't agree more. There's no question that it was impressive. That being said, give me the points in the Giants next week. I'm not saying Dallas loses that game.
Closer game.
9-point game.
Oh, yeah, it'll be inside that.
Yeah, I think so. But, they went in there and they smacked the Vikings around, and now the Vikings have to take on arguably the best defense the last 6 weeks in the NFL, which is the Patriots on Thursday night on a short week.
It's funny. It's almost the reverse for the Cowboys going into Thanksgiving that it was on Sunday. You know, they got the Giants coming off of a loss in a game where, probably most of the players on the team thought they should win. Dallas is riding high after a huge win, the same way Minnesota was riding high after a big win at Buffalo. It's just a role reversal for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, I mean, these Thanksgiving Day games are going to be
I thought it was a
awesome.
Crap lineup at the beginning of the year, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is spectacular right here.
Yeah. That Bills-Detroit game becomes really, really interesting right now. Your Lions, they're flying high. And, like you said, and I didn't watch 1 second of that game yesterday. I saw the highlights. But you watched the game. They made no mistakes. They did not even try to shoot themselves in the foot.
And a game that Jared Goff threw zero touchdowns.
Yep.
And they still won that handily because they made no mistakes. I think they had like 4 penalties. They picked off the Danny Dimes couple times. It was 3-0 to turnovers. Yeah, I've never seen a Lions game where they did everything right. It was puzzling to me. So it was just bizarre. I'll take it. Colts had a fairly good effort against the Eagles, at least put a scare in them. Eagles were able to win.
They had most of the game till late in the fourth.
I'm going to make a Craig Sheeman sticky pad right now.
All right.
On November 21st at 2:20 p.m. I think Matthew Stafford retires in January. He got another concussion.
Yep.
You got it's Tua 2.0 all over again. Did he come back too soon from the previous concussion? Second concussion syndrome. The guy, his wife just went through brain surgery 2 years ago. This family knows about the brain, maybe more than most. He's won a Super Bowl, arguably Hall of Famer. He's got his $200 million. There is no reason for Matthew Stafford to keep playing football. He's had a long career, 14 years. He's got kids. Just, man, I would say walk away. Now, he's out of protocol already, they said.
Yeah.
So, but well, I mean, 2 and 3 weeks. I mean, there's no need for him to keep doing this.
I didn't see the DeMario Davis hit on him at the end of the third quarter, in the third quarter, but everyone's saying he hit his head on the turf.
He just got
good.
Crumpled down. Yeah. But still, there's no need.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he walked away.
Yep.
Let's see what else grabbed our attention over the week. A much needed win for the Raiders in a game nobody wanted. Raiders Broncos. That was kind of brutal.
In overtime.
Bengals 37-30 over the Steelers. The Chiefs Chargers game was pretty damn good.
It was. I fell asleep halfway through it. I had just gotten home. I was zonked. But saw all the highlights of that. And once again, you just a few more seconds that Patrick Mahomes, and that's all he needed.
Yep.
45 seconds left, and you kind of knew it was going to happen. He is absolutely amazing, no question about it. But the Chargers, man, they match up so well with the Chiefs. They play them tough every single time, at least the last few years, and they just came up a little bit short last night, but that was a hell of a game by Justin Herbert.
When you look at the Chargers, don't you just scream like, man, what could a Sean Payton do with this guy at quarterback? I mean, you know, by the way, that's one of the teams he's interested in coaching if he comes back.
Well, he had a good – I mean, wasn't –
So the Dolphins offered him $20 million. I just read that this weekend. A year. Yeah. A year. He wanted to sit out a year.
I mean, Herbert played pretty well. Two touchdowns, 280 yards. I mean, it's more the defense at the end. And it's really Patrick Mahomes, what he can do. You know, not just with his arm, obviously, but scrambling for, seemed like a gazillion yards last night when he every time he needed it. And he had that big long run for 16 at the end. But he's right now he'd be the MVP. Three more touchdowns, no picks, 329 yards.
Yeah, it's going to set all sorts of records.
But still a lot of football left. Still a lot of football.
Do we have an
left.
Update on Justin Fields? He got hurt at the end of the Bears' loss to the Falcons. Landed on that shoulder. Yeah. It was the left shoulder, though. So I don't know. That's something to be watching the wires for today. Chris, you'll be Jameson Williams is going to start practice today. He's not going to play Thursday because of the short week. But then he's going to make his NFL debut next week.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be what, 10 months after the fact?
Yeah.
After the injury, maybe a little bit more?
Yeah.
There's no reason to rush him this year.
No.
No reason to get him back.
I just put him in there and run about 6 or 7, 9 routes just to stretch the field and call it a day each week. That's all you need.
A few texts. Story Brook Golf Club text line. Oh, Florida Panther guy says, hey, guys, just wanted to text you and let you know. My father was a huge fan of yours, even though he wasn't a texter. He loved listening to your show. He passed away last week, and his birthday is today. Hard day, but listening to you guys makes me think of him now. Well, just remember, and we're very sorry for your loss, Florida Panther guy.
Yeah.
Just remember all the good memories. Lots of good memories, I'm sure that you have.
And thanks for sharing that with us.
LSU Tom says Joe Burrow took a hold of that game and wanted himself too. He was awesome as well. Yes, he was.
Yep.
Love them Charger uniforms, says John from the Cape. Green Falcon says pretty nice comeback, TCU, to stay in the playoff hunt. Well, that's those four teams, the top four.
Every one of them got scared. Every one of them had a situation on their hands.
As I wrote about today, it was supposed to be statement Saturday. Instead, it ended up being, you know, survival Saturday.
Georgia got a scare. Ohio State got a scare. Yeah, Michigan got a scare. TCU got a scare.
The TCU end of the game when they came running onto the field was to kick the winning field goal. To be that disciplined, everybody lined up properly. It was a crazy call. I never thought it would work. And It worked to perfection. It's something that coaches, he's talking about, you know, they practice that every single Thursday. You can practice it every single Thursday, but you're not practicing it every single Thursday. We have to go win the game.
Yeah. That team plays with fire every single week.
Yeah, they do. I think it's every they reflect the coach. They do.
Week, they are in tough games, normally trailing at one point in the second half.
Yep.
And they answer the bell.
Yep.
By the way, if you had 100 points in the under in the South Carolina-Tennessee game, you lose.
That was a butt-kicking. South Carolina is real top 25.
I watched every play of that game.
Well, you had...
My daughter was there. It was her first Gamecock game. She
could have got arrested.
She stormed the field with everybody else. I was texting my friends, please bail out my daughter if you see her later on tonight. Quite the scene. But, that was her first time up there. And
it almost lost that. I mean, storming the field, you know, if they won last-second field goal, they would have. But when you kick their butts like they did, it takes a little bit of luster out of it, but still great win for that organization.
They were 22-point underdogs, and then to win by that much, that's the biggest script flip
so
of the season.
So Tennessee goes bye-bye. They are done.
And their quarterback.
Hendon Hooker is out.
Blew out his knee.
He just collapsed all of a sudden. Yeah,
non-contact.
Yep. He's done.
That's a shame. Now, you got to wonder what that does for his draft prospects. And, I mean, he won't be ready to go for next season. He lost millions of dollars on that.
I don't know how severe his injury is going to be.
It's an ACL.
He's out. I know he's out for the year, but will he be ready by camp?
I strongly doubt it.
No.
He will not play next year.
Will he get drafted?
No, that's my point. Will it be a Willis McGahee situation where his agent can talk his way into the first round and then have a pretty good career, by the way, afterward?
Because McGahee was not supposed to go that high at all. Supposed to go in the third round. He went in the first.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. Right. When it happened.
So let's talk about some of these college football games when we come back. Tonight on ESPN Southwest Florida, we close out week 11 action with Monday Night Football. The Arizona Cardinals hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Kyler Murray will not play, by the way. Coverage starts at 7:30, 8:15 kickoff. Monday Night Football presented by Naples Wealth Planning. Sheeman and Shepard, and we'll have a soccer update. Oh, it's still nil-nil. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida, USA, Wales, 0-0, 33rd minute. Group B, first game, World Cup action. Pete, you think Chris owes you a sandwich from me?
Somebody reminded me. Did you?
No, I do owe you a sandwich.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Jets 10 points.
Yeah. Thanks to Lee and Perrins.
Should have been with the Patriots score over 10.
I said the score would be 20-10. That's what was my prediction. Oh. But it doesn't matter. Win is a win. And it's a dogfight.
Shockingly, Zach Wilson had a better QBR yesterday than Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know how, because I don't know how that number is formulated.
It's a secret formula, Chris.
But he had a 24 QBR and Mac Jones had a 20.
Both, that's horrendous.
Both is bad, but I'm just...
That shocks me. I have to look at that. I don't know.
No, I just looked at it before the show started. It's like a 24.
He clearly doesn't believe you that.
No, I believe.
No, I know
Jones
it.
Could
have. No,
no, I believe. Mac Jones had four incompletions. He had no interceptions. Didn't have any touchdowns.
Mac Jones had a better passer rating.
That's why I hate QBR anyway, which I don't usually.
I love QBR.
Just one account for sacks and the other doesn't. I don't know.
No, I believe QBR takes into account like running. and what you do with your legs, which I didn't.
For real?
I don't know what Zach Wilson did. Because was there a technical issue at Gillette yesterday?
Yeah, the lights. Yeah, they had the power went out for a few. By it was a 10-minute delay. The power went out.
I didn't know if they weren't showing the game because it was boring or
no.
Both
this is the start of the game.
A power failure. That's what I thought.
This was the start of the game. Yeah.
Well, because they said on Red Zone, Scott Hansen said, he goes, they're having technical issues. Yeah. We believe they only have one camera angle for the game.
Yeah, well, they had
a replay.
Yeah, the power went out. I don't know if it affected the lights or whatever. I just know the power went out and it was a 10-minute delay.
All right.
But
Chris, yeah. At some point, I want to do a rapid-fire version of what you had on the website. What soccer teams, you compared them to an NFL team, so lay people like me could kind of understand who's who in this in the World Cup. I like the idea. We didn't get to it on Friday. I want to carve out some time for that.
Yeah, whenever you're ready. Maybe we can do it around our World Cup report.
When is that?
4:20-ish.
I was unaware.
He sounded exacerbated.
Goal!
Goal! We are!
Let's go!
How do you say? Is that Wea?
Wea.
A Wea.
Wea.
Wea!
Let's go!
Wea. That wasn't 42 seconds. Stop. No, now you sound like a busted, siren.
1-0. It's a blowout. Game over. It's a wrap.
Timothy Wea.
Start running the ball. Milking the clock.
Wea.
36 minute.
Onside. Onside. Ooh. Put it on the spot. Let's go.
It was close, but we'll take it.
Oh, that's a mile in soccer right there, Pete. That's a mile in soccer.
It's about 2 feet. I know the ref might have called that offside.
Let's go.
That's not reviewable either, is it, in FIFA? Can you review that?
It
you
is,
allowed?
But if it gets reviewed, it'll be
upheld.
Oh,
that's upheld. Right. It'll be upheld
quickly.
What's the crowd reaction? Is this a pro-American crowd or no?
It sounded very pro-American, yes.
There's some chick dressed up as Wonder Woman in the stands. I didn't know that women were allowed to dress like that
in
Qatar.
Yeah, is Wonder Woman allowed in Qatar?
Hey now. Qatar? Hey now.
Well, hey. It's way to go, Diana Prince. Good job.
Very good. All right, let's talk about some of this college football. Everybody got a scare. This really could have messed things up. But
the noontime games were phenomenal all the way through.
Georgia only beat Kentucky by 10. Look, Ohio State 43-30 over Maryland. That game was 33-30. Yeah.
Late. Very late. Absolutely. Michigan.
Illinois was leading at Ann Arbor all day. Last second kick by Michigan to win that. And TCU Baylor, we talked about a little bit.
Griffin Kell was the last guy to run onto the field, the kicker. Sonny Dykes, an amazing thing. Kicks a 40-yard field goal on the game's final play, right down the middle, by the way. And TCU beats Baylor 29-28. So, we'll get to my poll later on. But, as I pointed out, nobody could jump over anybody because nobody beat anybody significantly. Had had Michigan won significantly, I might have thought about moving them up for two. But no, in TCU, if they won significantly, I might have thought about maybe move them up as well. But no.
Not a great day for the state of Florida. Central Florida loses to Navy. Florida loses to Vandy.
Vandy all of a sudden is bowl eligible with a win. And Miami just absolutely crapped the bed again. Absolutely.
Who'd they lose to this week?
Clemson.
At Clemson.
That's
a given. But I think the Navy over 10. Central Florida and the Florida Gators losing at Vandy, much worse.
Yeah, I think UCF losing to Navy is horrible. Close game, but that was a devastating loss for them. And Miami was just terrible. Florida getting upset. That's two wins in a row by Vandy. Vandy is coming around. They have to play. They play Tennessee on Saturday. They win, they go to a bowl game.
May I ask what would have happened had A&M actually lost to UMass at home?
Did you see that score?
20-3, and I don't think it was that close.
No, but like A&M only. What's the box score? A&M had. Like nothing, no yards. Like in it was terrible.
That would have probably maybe been the worst loss in the history of college football, as far as I'm concerned.
That is not hyperbole. I absolutely agree with that 100%.
That would have cost A&M $86 million because Jimbo would not be coaching today.
They were what are they favored by, 29, 32? The fact that that game.
I mean, UMass is the worst team in the country. Well, up.
Yeah, they are.
They're on a very short list. Yeah.
They are. I am telling you, man, that I couldn't believe it. I didn't touch that game, but I could not believe.
What are they even doing scheduling UMass at
because
home?
Because that's the SEC.
I know everybody has their little cupcake at the end before rivalry.
Well, that's what it is. At least it was a Division
One
team. Well, Alabama scheduled Austin Peay.
But UMass. But like, UMass is like the
I know, but at least it's
we
Division One.
Austin Peay.
At least it's Good Division. Job, yeah, at least yeah, it's Division
yeah.
One.
Most convincing win of the season for Alabama. Yeah, it was really impressive.
I mean, it was A&M was up 10-3 at the half. That's it.
I mean, we were all thinking it, all rooting for it.
I almost took him as my underdog of the week, but and that is just like that Jimbo Fisher. The kids played their hearts out. They played tough. Are you kidding me? You could have played all your walk-ons against that team, and you still should have won.
I wonder what yell practice was like Friday night.
Hey, y'all, he says, we don't even know where this team is from.
School announced a paid attendance of more than 90,000, but the crowd in the Cavender Stadium looked sparse from the start. 90,000, please.
Man.
I mean, it really was unbelievable.
Entertaining game in the Rose Bowl. After I had to calm down from my energy of the South Carolina-Tennessee game, and I needed to watch some West Coast football, so USC-UCLA was a good game.
Fantastic game. That's exactly what we expected, you know.
Gabe said this game always hits the over.
Yep, USC in the over. I did.
The over hit? It was 72, right? Oh, yeah, 72.5?
Yeah, it was 93 points.
It was 48-45.
I got into a bottle of tequila on Saturday afternoon, so memory of the late slate of college football is a little fuzzy.
Why do you keep going back to that?
Little fuzzy.
You have the same reaction every time you have tequila.
Yeah, a great time.
But you don't remember it.
So?
And you feel like crap the next day.
So?
By the way, puke count?
None.
Really? Kept it down?
Zero. I went into the shower with a bottle of the big bottle of Pedialyte.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had about a 20-minute talk-to-talk, heart-to-heart.
That's not fun.
It was a blast.
I don't know why you keep doing
it. It was a blast. Had some friends over. We got the putter ball mat out.
Yeah.
It's basically beer pong, but you putt.
How much per putt?
We didn't play any money.
Just play for friends.
Is your house all nicked up like a frat house with all your indoor sporting activity?
No. This was outside. Oh, this was out on the porch.
Okay.
Had the lights over us.
Okay.
It's basically a preview of the golf and or the Tiger and Rory golf league that starts next year.
Okay.
Basically a preview of that.
Okay. Do you have some nice obstacles and.
No obstacles.
Art the Bills fan chiming in. I guess you didn't hear me, Art. He says, haven't heard Buffalo mentioned.
No, don't mention him. Don't mention him.
We did.
I did mention it. In fact, I went out of my way to say it was an amazing effort considering what I saw, especially in front of Josh Allen's house, and how the whole entire organization of the Bills had rebelled each other. I mean, from secretaries to people in the front office were all helping each other just get the hell, you know, to dig out and finally, and then with the flu going through the whole team and then having to go to Detroit and get there, I think it was an amazing effort by the Bills.
They better get healed up, but they better not be spreading the flu into the Lions this week because we're red hot. I don't need
you are hot, and that's gonna all of a sudden that is going to be an excellent football. All three games should be.
It's -9?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jump all over that.
The Bills?
The 9.
No, take the 9.
Lions will get within 9. Although, Jeff Okuda, concussion, I don't know who's going to cover.
So, but
Diggs.
This is where it goes to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah,
Bills don't win close games. So if you're going to take the 9,
do
you just money line it?
Who in their right mind would money line the Lions against the Bills on Thanksgiving Day?
Just a sprinkle, Craig? Just a sprinkle? Like the dusting on top of a cake? Just a little bit.
But going into the fourth quarter yesterday, it was 22-10, and then you know the Browns made a little bit of a comeback. I mean, I guess you could say it was a close game. The spread was 8; they won by 8, so it was a push.
It was.
So, but I think after what Buffalo went through, I think that's a hell of an effort. to get the job done the way they did.
Any win, I mean, even if it was a squeaker, last second field goal, absolutely. You can't criticize the Bills.
No,
that's
not
a
at
game
all.
You just come away with the win.
What I do criticize, what I don't understand is, I really don't understand coming back for today and then flying back tomorrow.
I don't either.
I don't understand that part of it. But
I mean, you get two nights in your own bed, but you lose a day of prep on a short week. I don't, like I said earlier,
you know, people say, you know, why didn't they go early? I was like, well, I mean, if they left early, where were they going to leave on Wednesday? I guess. But I guess it's the – what they were having a discussion. Adam Schefter brought it up and some others about – there's just a lot that goes into moving with equipment and everything else, and the fact that they were – you know, I don't know what it was. I mean, personally, I would have left on Tuesday or Wednesday. Plus, the other thing, too, is where were they going to practice? Because Detroit was being used. That was a carnival there, remember?
Yeah.
All week. So they couldn't use that field to practice on.
Right.
And the other ironies were snowing when they got to Detroit.
Yep. No doubt. Okay. We will do Sound Street. We'll hear one of the longest sound bites of all time. With the quarterback of the New York Football Jets.
Yes, sir.
The Gators trying to bounce back from that loss to Vandy, closing out the 2022 regular season Friday night on the road against Florida State, the in-state rivalry of rivalries, right? Coverage from Doak Campbell starts at 7 for the 7:30 kickoff. College football is presented by Diamonds by Diane and Twin Peaks. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, in a dud of a game that was tied at 3 in the last minute, Patriots and Jets. Here's Pete Shepard tearing a groin muscle, jumping off of his couch when Marcus Jones returns upon 84 yards for a touchdown with 5 seconds to go on CBS.
From the 16-yard line, Marcus Jones. Got a block from Spooler. Here he goes. He's going to try to beat the putter. He does. He's gone. And that is a touchdown.
What? Are you kidding me, Kevin? The way this game has gone, and that's how this thing's going to finish?
I could actually hear the block in the back on the 5-yard line. You could hear it if you listen closely. Yeah. Here's Zach Wilson. Asked if he feels like he let the defense down. Here we go.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
I mean, he's got to seriously grow up. He's got to have some humility. His teammates were not happy in the locker room. Everybody knows it. Coach sure as hell wasn't happy, and you got to bench him, right? You cannot play him. I'm sorry. You send the wrong message if he starts for them on, and I know they're still in the hunt, but it just sends the wrong message if he plays. You got to put White or Flacco in or both, whatever.
All right, we've got the Colts, who led most of the day against the Philadelphia Eagles in Indianapolis. Then Jalen Hurts, of course, rushed for this 7-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter on CBS.
Hurts will run, takes it in, touchdown! Nothing in front of him except the end zone. And the Eagles are an extra point away from taking the lead.
He's another one. He's amazing. He really is, and you know everybody kind of questioning what did he have the leadership skills? Did he have this? Did he have that? Blah blah blah. It just, all he does is win.
Here's Derek Carr,
except for Monday night,
on a 35-yard touchdown pass to Adams to end the game in overtime, breaking open a 16-16 game, and the Raiders win on Fox.
Fake to Jacobs. Carr loads up. Adams is open. Walk-off touchdown. A sweep of the Broncos for Las Vegas.
Here's Devontae. Big-time playmaking is contagious.
Your touchdown is the game winner. But the pass to Foster Moreau right before that.
Huge. Huge. That's I mean, that set it up. You know, they'll talk about the last play and stuff like that. But,
you know, and I think it was the very next play too, you know, so that just shows how, you know, sometimes we can have struggles and then big time playmaking is contagious. And we talk about that all the time, you know, getting somebody, getting that spark, getting it going. Cause you know, we had plenty of opportunities throughout the game and we didn't hit, you know, the big home run every time. So, you know, when I see that, that fires me up. And then, you know, it obviously fires coach up. Great call. You know, we communicated on the sideline about, you know, what was the best, you know, based off how they were playing the whole game, what was the best, you know, concept or way to run the route to have success and to be open. And that's what we need. We need great communication between, you know, all the players, coaching staff, everybody, and then just go out there and execute.
I'm just glad we didn't have to see Derek Carr crying in a postgame. That was a much-needed win by that team. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from Jerry Jones. His Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, he thinks. We'll break down Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Chargers. We'll update. Oh, it's halftime. America 1, Wales 0.
Take that!
So
we'll take it. Plus 135.
That's 30 to nothing in football.
No.
Long way. They should be up 3-0. They should be up 3-0.
One score and it's... See how that works? It's like a conversion rate.
Okay. You can win $15,000 this month, American dollars, speaking of conversion rate, with the Sheeman Shepherd Holiday Stimulus on ESPNSWFL.com.
Yeah, that'd be something if we were giving out 15,000 Jamaican.
Jamaican, man. A lot of money.
Be 150 bucks.
Log on and register to put your name in the running for a nationwide $15,000 contest.
Convert that to yen, will you?
That will take a
it's
minute.
Even fewer.
I'm going to need a calculator.
I'll do it.
It's the Sheeman Shepherd Holiday Stimulus right now on the website, ESPNSWFL.com. Sheeman Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.